reading from Luke's Gospel. The first chapter, beginning with verse 39. Mary got up and hurried to a city in the Judean highlands. She entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. With a loud voice, she blurted out, "God has blessed you above all women, and he has blessed the child you carry. Why do I have this honor that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as I heard your greeting, the baby in my womb jumped for joy. Happy is she who believed that the Lord would fulfill the promises he made to her." Mary said, "With all my heart, I glorify the Lord. In the depths of who I am, I rejoice in God, my Savior. He has looked with favor on the low status of his servant. Look, from now on, everyone will consider me highly favored, because the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He shows mercy to everyone from one generation to the next who honors him as God. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered those with arrogant thoughts and proud inclinations. He has pulled the powerful down from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty-handed. He has come to the aid of his servant Israel, remembering his mercy, just as he promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and to Abraham's descendants forever." Friends, this is the word of God. Thanks be to God. Gracious Lord, we just ask that you would open our hearts, our minds, our ears. Help us to sense your presence. You are here. You have come. Lord, we ask that your Spirit would free our spirits to hear all that you have for us and to receive all that you have for us this day. We pray in Jesus' holy and matchless name. Amen. I've been told to remind the men that it is time for us to do our Christmas shopping. That being said, you may perhaps have heard the story of a couple who had gone out to do some Christmas shopping. And as happens, they got separated. Fortunately, they had their cell phones. And so the wife called the husband and said, "Honey, where are you?" And he says, "Well, honey, you know that jewelry store that we visited shortly after we were married, and you saw that lovely diamond necklace that you fell in love with? And I told you that we couldn't afford it right then, but someday I would return to get that necklace." Excitedly, she says, "Yes, I remember that very well." He says, "Well, I'm in the Home Depot just up from that store getting a few supplies." I have a feeling that unless he returns with something other than supplies, or at least something more than supplies from Home Depot, He's probably in a little bit of trouble. One may certainly wonder about the, if not the sensitivity with which he has dealt with the situation. Certainly the response has not demonstrated the love. This is the fourth Sunday of Advent. We have lighted the candle of love along with relighting those of hope, peace, and joy. We are reminded that God loves us so much. I love what the children did, and I love that they ended with John 3:16 and the reminder that God loved us so much that he sent Jesus. That's what it's all about. The love of God that has been unfurled, that is Christmas, that is the ministry of the life of Jesus, that is his death upon a cross for our sins, and the resurrection, and the hope, and the assurance that gives us for all eternity. Mary was in a very awkward situation. It was a different day and age, to be sure. An unmarried pregnant woman would have a very difficult time in that society. And so, right away, after having heard Gabriel's announcement to her and becoming pregnant, the first thing she wanted to do was get out of town. Or maybe the first thing her parents wanted to do was to get her out of town. We don't know what all went into it. Most likely, she accompanied others as they made that 5-day journey to Bethlehem. But whatever the case, she must have been wondering as she came, what kind of response would she get in the Judean highlands? What kind of response would she get from her cousin, that if anyone should understand, you know, people talking, it should be her? Can you imagine the tongues that were wagging, getting pregnant at her age? What was she thinking? She's too old to be a mother. And on the words could have gone. But Elizabeth was a righteous woman. Now, it doesn't say she was a prude, but it does say that she was a godly woman. But something happened while she must have been wondering what the response would be. John jumps in her womb, and the Holy Spirit comes on Elizabeth, and suddenly she knows, this is not just my cousin standing in front of me. This is what it's all about. That this is what the angel who told Zechariah that I would have a baby and that he would be the forerunner of the Messiah. This is the mother of the Messiah standing in front of me. And she just cuts loose with joy and takes all the fears away that may have been there. And this woman of great strength was steeled even more, that this that God has brought to me is love. Now, she didn't know what Joseph was going to do. She didn't know whether society would understand. She didn't know anything about what she might face. All she knew is that God had chosen her and that God had acted in love, that he had acted in love to her. But God had not only acted in love to her, but to all humanity. That the action that the angel had spoken of, the action that was taking place within her and would be far beyond her understanding, was something wonderful. Now, back in the Old Testament, the mother of Samuel, Hannah, gave a song which probably would have been known to Mary. This seems indeed to be Mary's rendition, if you will, of Hannah's song. The assurance that God is at work. The way that God doesn't work the way we think God should work. That God works in different ways. That God isn't there to make the rich richer and the poor poorer. And that God is not this uncaring God. But one of love. That God is there to exalt the poor. That God cares about the poorest and the most humble. There she is, one of the poorest of the poor, one of the most humble, about to be the mother of the Messiah. And she remembers that this is what God is all about. God is for exalting the poor. That this is for God's action among the rich and the powerful. And that God is acting in love to them to bring them down a notch. After all, their haughtiness, their pride will cause them to fall unless they learn some kind of humility and some kind of tenderness and some kind of generosity. And these are the acts of a loving God. Mary's song is a song of gratitude. I like what our children's class has been doing. It's time to reclaim Christmas. That Jesus came, as Mary said, to lift up the poor. There, we've been taking an offering to make life a little better for those who are less privileged than they are. In areas across the country and churches across this country, the call is going out to reclaim Christmas, to remember that it is indeed a festival of the poor, that Jesus didn't come as a baby born with a golden spoon. Jesus didn't come in a palace, but in a lowly manger. And I know we try to sanitize the situation, but I have a feeling it would have offended our olfactory. it smelled, I'm sure. Jesus was born for all of us. Yes, for the rich, to bring them down. To remember that in God's sight, we are all one. In God's sight, we are all equally important. Somehow, I think God's heart must have been breaking that Friday morning as that young gunman opened fire on helpless women and children. I cannot imagine a God that I find in the scriptures who was not moved and whose heart was not broken by what sin had brought forth in this life, and what sin continues to bring forth so many times, whether it's an Aurora or a Columbine, whether it's like the other day with the persons who were shot on the way to shop for Christmas presents, and the woman in the church, the senselessness. That God still loves. And the light of God's love still reaches out to a world that needs to rediscover just how much God loves us and cares about us. And it becomes a matter of what are we going to do? What are we going to do to reclaim Christmas? What are we going to do in this world? What efforts are we going to put forth that God's kingdom will come on earth as it is in heaven? What efforts are we going to put forth that the poor would be exalted and the rich brought low? What efforts are we going to put forward that God's agenda would become the world's agenda, and specifically our agenda? Can you imagine what kind of world we would have in, would live in? Is that the kind of world that you want to be a part of? It's God's dream. Is it ours? God responds in love. Gracious Lord, we thank you for your call upon us, for your love and power that reach out to us. And gracious Lord, that call us to be our noblest and our best, that call us to be our humblest, and Lord, to be yielded completely to you and to your kingdom. Lord, help us to be agents of change. Help us to be ambassadors of your grace, your mercy, and your love. We pray this in Jesus' holy and matchless name.